Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the hits literally keep on coming. From one MMA event to the next, they grow in excitement and anticipation. And UFC 252 is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $252. Those are some great odds. Head to the app right now. Check out all that they have to offer, including fighter props, round-by-round betting, and so much more. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook's going all out for new users by offering them the chance to win $252 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight by using code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante, along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, last week I started the show with Andy and Bob saying, gee, did anything happen? There was so much news going on. And today, I that was nothing.
Yeah,
we've got a lot going on, and I guess no better place to start. Well, first of all, let me say this. Obviously, for our podcast version, we record the show, and even for you folks listening on the radio, we do record ahead of time, all right? So if anything we say is outdated, that is why. As of right now, the season has not been canceled yet. Dustin, is that just delaying the inevitable?
It certainly appears that way. You know, the latest ESPN had a report, Pat Forte and Ross Dellinger from Sports Illustrated had a report that pretty much spells out that the beginning of the end, we're in the final countdown, so to speak, that the big decision makers all in the Power Five conferences, you have, you know, university presidents, we're on that level of decision making, which is in a whole different tier of decision making than when you're talking about coaches, athletic directors, and that type of person on campus. This is where it was ultimately going to go anyway. The decision was going to be in the hands of non-athletic people when you boil it down. And that's where it appears to be now. And that's where, you know, we talked about this a few weeks ago when you asked me if I thought the season was going to happen. This was the tier of decision-making that had me more concerned than any other. The ones where you're talking about liability issues, where you're talking about legal issues, attorneys get involved. And this appears to be where we are right now. If you believe the report from Sports Illustrated, and I certainly do, that by the end of the week, this decision should be made.
What exactly brought this decision on, Dustin? Did something happen this week, or was this inevitable and they had just been kicking the can down the road, trying to delay this decision, and it was always inevitable?
I feel like athletic directors and other people were given the green light to really work through all the logistics of if or when the season happens, because you have to do that. So whether you call it kicking the can down the road or just inevitably, this was just the time when university presidents and conference commissioners are, you know, this is crunch time, and eventually it was going to come down to crunch time. Everybody wanted to kick the can down the road to see what the data looked like and what the liability issues looked like and all that. This is just that time. This is crunch time right now where a decision has to be made. And if you're making it off certain statistics, the statistics haven't improved. So I think it was just waiting and buying time and buying time and buying time. And this is just when the decision has to be made. It really obviously stinks for everybody involved. And you see the movement, and I know you wanted to get to I want to play, the we want to play movement from players. Is that going to be enough? It doesn't look like it's going to be.
Well, let's hold off on that for a second. I do want to get to that, Dustin. But before we do, let's go through the timeline a little bit. I believe it was Saturday morning that the MAC conference said that's it, we're not playing. And I read a quote somewhere that said, nobody wants to be the first, nor do they want to be the last.
Yeah.
And even, so when the MAC conference made that decision, it gave probably a little bit of cover to the Power Five conferences. And it seems like the Big Ten is leading the way on this. And I guess the Big Ten presidents met on Saturday. And again, towards that end of not wanting to be the first, no announcement was made. And then on Sunday, there was a meeting among the Power Five conferences. I would suspect that's the Big Ten saying, we don't want to go down this road alone. God forbid we say we're not playing, and everybody else says they are going to play. Am I reading that correctly?
Yeah, you are reading that correctly. And I think university decision-making is huge on what peers are doing, especially in this situation. You know, I don't think anybody really wants to be a pioneer in the way that could kind of get somebody killed. You know, I think that's this decision-making is, we don't want to be known as the school or the conference that leads us down a path where there is sickness and, you know, God forbid, more than that. So I think you're exactly right. I think the MAC made the decision and kind of started the snowball going in the right direction. And now it does appear that the Big Ten and Big Ten presidents are leading this charge of trying to make a uniform decision across the Power Five conferences. And I think that's where we are at in the stage of decision making is trying to iron that out and make sure others are on board with that. Because like you said, I think it's perfectly put. Nobody wants to be the first and nobody wants to be the last.
I'm going to stay away from the debate of how good the decision is. You know, what are the risks? You know, you have people putting out there, the players are more at risk driving to practice than they would be of catching the disease and having something serious happen, you know, at practice. But one of the other discussions is, if you're talking about just the health of the players, forgetting, you know, the lawyers and the liability, are the players safer anywhere else than they are? And I'm using the word bubble, not like what they're doing in the NBA, but under the bubble of the supervision, let's use Penn State, where they're on campus, they have the coaches monitoring their every move, they're tested frequently. Players in that way might be most safe on campus and practicing and dealing with the coaches than they would being set loose into the community.
Yeah, I mean, to that extent, if you cancel the season and players are kind of on their own, they don't have a gathering spot like they do, they're going to be under less supervision. That part of it is definitely true. But what I think what we've seen, let's say for Major League Baseball, is that you as a sport are the sum of everybody's decision making within the sport. So if a dozen Michigan State players make an ill-advised decision to go to a campus fraternity party, for example, that puts everybody in jeopardy. That puts the season in jeopardy in the sense that now they are going to state college, let's say, and you know, you threaten positive tests in state college. And again, we can debate the merits of what a positive test means and what it doesn't mean, but ultimately what it means to decision makers, the ones that have a lot to lose, the ones that have legal issues and liability issues, the positive tests mean a lot. And what we saw from the Marlins is a handful of guys, what in their case went to either a club or a casino. I can't remember which was the Marlins and which was the Cardinals, but I think
the Cardinals were the casino guys.
Okay. And the Marlins were the club guys. That moment of weakness from grown adults is bound to happen, I think. Some kind of moment of weakness for 19-year-olds, you know, and I think that what Major League Baseball showed, and they're persevering through it, but what Major League Baseball showed, according to people who have to, you know, make this choice, is that a league with seemingly infinite resources wasn't able to fully get a grasp on that going in. And there's going to be moments of weakness, I think, for college players. And I think that was the threat. And I think the threat was a very real one. Again, I know that there are two very different sides to what the data says. And there's also the data that, you know, you don't know what the long-term effects are of this particular disease, you know, and I think that's part of it too.
I agree. That's got to be an issue and taken into consideration. And, you know, we are going to continue this conversation into next quarter, where I want to talk about the players and I want to talk about the NCAA's role. And we're going to get to that in quarter number two. But sticking to what is a decision that's being made at the level of the president's office of the colleges, is it that liability that they're scared of? And that may be a legitimate reason to pull the plug on the season. But do you think that's the driving force behind that decision?
I think that's the driving force behind every decision people like that make, Jim. Like I think that's the kind of black and white sort of real world decision that has to be made, that I'm not sure an athletic director carries quite the same burden. You know, I think the athletic director has a lot more motivation to plow forward ahead with the season and get sports going again and make their budgets happen. I'm not sure the university president really cares that much about an AD's ability to make his or her budget happen. You know, it's good for the university to have this money coming in. And some might say that this whole thing exposed just how abnormally vital college football is to a department's budget, but that's a whole separate thing. But yeah, I think legal and liability drive everything for university presidents, and that's what's, I think, driving this too.
I agree with you, Dustin, and I'm, as much as I want to blame them for that and criticize them for that, it's understandable. You know, you don't want to be the guy who has something awful happen at your university because you were the one to say, okay, they can play. All right, we are going to pick up this conversation in quarter number two. Please stay with us. Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout.